In prison, gang rules dictate that people stick with their own race. So I'm taken by surprise when an almost 6.5-foot African-American shows up at my cell door. His physique so big that the inmates call him John Coffey after the innocent prisoner on death row in the movie The Green Mile. He introduces himself as T-Bone. He served almost 2 decades. He wants to chat about the history of England. I ask him about the massive scars covering his body. Every single one is from a separate life and death prison fight. T-Bone was one of your closest friends in prison. Who was T-Bone, for those that don't know, and what do you think you learned from him?
So because of the rules of racial division, I would never have just walked up to T-Bone on the yard and started a conversation with him, because he was a huge black guy. When I saw him walk across the yard, almost 6.5-foot, former Marine, biceps bigger than my head, it was like seeing something out of a Conan movie.
Yeah.
Like Schwarzenegger in his heyday or something. And then when he showed up at my cell, I thought, you know, what's this guy after or something? He's trying to like shake me down for something or other. I turn around and see he's just stood there in the doorway and he only had his trousers on. So his body's covered in these scars, not little scars, like horseshoe-sized scars. And over time, I learned that each one was a different life and death prison fight story, as well as his time in the Marines. He'd seen action Marines. He had scars in the Marines as well. So he was the ultimate prison gladiator. And when I started to write his stories, I said to him, why don't we just use the name Scars as your nickname? And he said, no, he wanted to keep it as T-Bone.
Yeah.
T-Bone because he was on the football field. I think he knocked out his brother and his brother collapsed on the field like in the shape of a T-Bone steak.
There you go.
So T-Bone, when certain situations arose where people were getting raped or extorted, T-Bone, inspired by God, he was deeply religious, would step in and have fights with some of those people to protect these guys.
And defend them. And it was regardless of race too, right?
Some were regardless of race. And because of that, the prisoners were telling him, you can't do this. Mm. You can't police the yard. You're a cop. So then he'd be getting in fights with people who were calling him a cop and a snitch and all this kind of stuff as well.
Mm.
So it's a unique situation to see a guy in a completely cutthroat environment putting his life on the line for people that he barely knew who were getting victimized by rapists and extorted.
It's a very noble thing of him to do.
He's got a big heart.
Yeah, especially given the danger. And you have many fight stories on your YouTube channel. Short videos, 5 to 10 minutes long, sometimes longer, where you relay a fight story from prison. And T-Bone is featured in many of them. Very entertaining. I would highly suggest people go check those out.